particularly assessment for the 2013 and 14 consumption year is the worst it has been in the last 5 years. The situation has actually worsened compared to the last year. Between January to March, when the next harvest comes, a quarter of the rural population, or approximately 2.2 million people, will be in urgent need of food assistance. During the same period last year, about 1.6 million people were in need. So this year, the figure has increased by 32%. The major cause of the problem is that the 2012-13 growing season was worse than last year. Poor rainfall distribution affected the traditional cereal surplus districts. There were late starting rain, then flooding in some areas with insufficient or expensive inputs such as fertilizers, compounding the situation. Furthermore, there was a reduction in the area planted with maize due to more tobacco being grown.
What have you done as WFP in terms of assisting the need?
Well, recent WFP monitoring has found that many people have exhausted or soon they will exhaust their personal stocks and have started relying on buying cereals from the market. Our monitoring has also found grain prices in most areas are on the higher side, meaning less and less people will be able to buy from the market. Having said this situation, WFP has taken some emergency response planning to tackle the situation. In response to Zimbabwe's deteriorating food security situation, we call Seasonal Targeted Assistance, or STA program, has started in October in 38 districts. As of December 2013, WFP has been able to reach around 1.2 million people. The assistance comprising of a food basket ration containing cereals, oil and pulses, while cash is also distributed in some areas where there is functional market so that people can buy cereals from local sources. Despite WFP received generous contributions from donors such as the United States, UK, Canada, Switzerland, Japan, Australia, the European Union, and the Central Emergency Relief Fund, WFP is currently facing a critical shortage of funding to the tune of $60 million from now until June 2014. As a result, WFP has to distribute full ration in some highly food insecure districts, whereas half ration in other districts. Now, the availability of cereals that WFP has will only be enough until January, and from February, we'll have to have serious ration cuts until March.
Are there any more challenges that you are facing?
So right now, we are facing funding constraints, but we are also in dialogue with the government. We have received an indication from the government that government might contribute in-kind contributions to this operation. So the details are yet to be finalized once we have dialogue with the government. But I would say, yes, funding situation is the most critical and the most challenging one.
Mr. Siddiq, recent reports indicate that the Zimbabwe government bought 150,000 tons of maize from South Africa. How far do you think this will go in assisting the needy?
Well, we have also received reports of arrival of this quantity that you just mentioned, 150,000 metric tons of maize from South Africa. And we have given the indications that 10% of that quantity might be ending up with under this STA program that I just mentioned. However, as I said, that the detailed modality is yet to be worked out with the government.
You were looking at March 2014 as your target for the food assistance. What are you doing to make sure that you try as much as possible to get to this March or April?
Well, as you rightly mentioned, March is the deadline for this food assistance program because March is also the harvest season for the new crop, meaning people will have access to food from April and onwards, and that brings the end of our food assistance program. Now, between now until end of March, in case we don't have any food, certainly we have to cut ration or pull out completely from some districts. Now, the good news is that if the government is forthcoming with existing stocks, that will enable us to continue distribution in some of the districts. So that is something that we are looking forward. As you are aware that even if you are getting some contributions, there is a lead time in terms of procurement, transportation, and distributions. That takes between 6 to 8 weeks. So that's why we are running behind time. Over.
There are also reports that the country is currently facing liquidity crunch. How is this affecting you?
We have also heard that news, but it is not directly or indirectly affecting our efforts.
Any message to the people out there on what the WFP is doing and has been doing?
Well, as I mentioned that we are trying our best to support the most neediest and vulnerable people who are facing food insecurity situation. As I also mentioned that we deeply acknowledge the generous contributions from the big donors, and we appreciate also those who are considering, and that will help a lot. But WFP is committed to support the most neediest and the most vulnerable population. And whatever resources we have, we'll try to prioritize to support the most vulnerable cross-section of the people.